We were so excited to be here for the expansion of this store. This is such a really cool milestone to celebrate. We love celebrating expansions of our current businesses and members. So thank you to all of you here at Target that have really invested in this community. I was just saying earlier that it's such a show of your commitment to the community to see that kind of investment and gets people really excited. So we'll show the tour a little bit later in this ribbon cutting, but it's a beautiful space. So a huge congratulations and thank you. Know how much work goes into this. I'm going to go ahead and introduce to you the store director here for our Galesburg Target, Brooke, to tell you a little bit more about this location and the expansion.
So just really exciting thing to see, I think, just for the community of Galesburg. The store opened 25 years ago and was never remodeled. So just really nice investment, not only in the store, but in the community. Excited to provide a whole new shopping experience for our guests. And just to see all the updates that the remodel has brought to the store.
Brooke, anything that people should expect as they walk through the door in this new remodel that they should be looking for?
We have a little bit more food, so that's super exciting. A brand new beauty department, that's been a big hit for us. An expansion in our baby department, which has also been super nice. And then just a whole new look and feel to our apparel. The fitting rooms are really nice. I introduced a nursing room for mothers, so that's been super nice and a nice, And Starbucks. Starbucks is brand new too, I guess. So that's been exciting too. Thank you to the team, the store team who helped run everyday business while we were going through remodel, but also the remodel team and all the hard work that went into making all of this possible. So Barb, thank you for your 14 weeks of leadership for remodel. Chance, your overnight team. I know that was hard, but I really appreciate it. Every single day when we walked in, there was always guests ready. Which is super, super exciting. I'm very proud of what you guys were able to accomplish. And then Ben, just for living in Galesburg for the past, 4 months and really making the most of it. Your leadership throughout remodel, but also just the store support that you were also able to give during the process. So, and then obviously, Amanda, all of the prep that you did. I was on maternity leave when all of this started, so I just really appreciate everything you did to help get us ready to make sure we were staffed and good to go. So thank you so much to all of you.
I noticed that it still has that newly remodeled smell to it.
Yes, it does.
Talk about from the timeline, I guess, from beginning to end. This took a little bit of time, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a 14-week-long project. We started the week after Easter and officially ended July 26th. And there was always something going on. Every week was a new project. Target has a very specific layout that we follow of what to do each week and kind of how to go about it and accomplish it.
Talk a little bit about what's different. I got in the impression in taking the tour here a little bit ago, it was sort of some things are slightly moved around. There were maybe some more of some things and less of some other things.
Yeah,
talk about that.
We didn't really lose anything. We did gain an assortment in food. We gained a Starbucks. We gained some space in our baby department. But otherwise, we didn't actually lose any product. So I think that's what some guests have been a little bit confused about. We gained a lot.
Yeah, and it's really kind of laid out similarly, maybe, but different than I remember the store, but it all seems to work out, and it almost feels bigger in some ways.
Yes, yeah. The layout, for the most part, is the same. Just some departments have moved where they were located previously to a new location.
Other than just kind of the look and things, well, talk a little bit about the look, too. There's a lot that's been remodeled about this store, right?
Yeah, we got all new fixtures. The entire interior was painted, some new flooring in areas. Our fitting rooms have been drastically renovated. Our apparel section got all new carpeting, a lot of track lighting. I think it really just kind of has brightened up a little bit in here, which has been super nice.
You talked in the ribbon cutting about the store had been in operation for 25-some years and hadn't really been touched in terms of a remodel in that period of time.
Yeah, that's correct. So it was just super exciting when Target decided to make the investment in the store and in the community to give us a lot of new things, just, I think, to kind of modernize our store and get us in line with any other Target shopping experience. If you shop at other Targets...
But you had the nerve to take the first beginning of this remodeling off, too. How could you? You said you were on maternity leave at the beginning of all this. That had to be a little stressful on a number of levels.
It was a little bit stressful, but my team was super great. They did a very nice job getting us prepared. My boss and then obviously the other leaders here in the building did a very nice job getting us set up for a successful remodel.
The thing I kept hearing from you and from others was, in terms of your team, was the word family.
Yes. Yeah, we are like one big family here, so it's been really nice, and everybody's done a really nice job just working together, and making it all happen has been super cool to see.
I know a lot of it's kind of maybe dictated by, you know, through corporate and things like that, but what kind of is the thought process from your perspective when you go through a remodel in terms of what you have to do, how you go about doing it, how you move things around, yet make it still somewhat easy for the customer?
Yeah, I think that's just the biggest thing, is making sure that our guests can still come in and shop during the remodel. And obviously there were times when things were super hectic, but that was the number one thought every single day before we opened our door, was, can our guests still shop these areas? Do we still have all the products somewhere on the floor? And then obviously kind of having a really large staff here during that time to help guests navigate during the construction.
Did you have people come in to help you just with this remodeling process?
We did hire about 30 team members, but they helped kind of everywhere. So not just with remodel, a lot of them are still with us.
And a lot of them are going to stay here, I imagine?
Yes, absolutely.
Somehow in the span of a couple of years, we've gone from having exactly zero Starbucks to now three, given that you have one in the store.
Yeah, and it's been super great. I think, again, when we're thinking in terms of a shopping experience at Target, a lot of Targets offer a Starbucks. So it's been really nice just for guests to come in and grab a coffee as they shop, grab a snack for the kids, and just kind of, like I said, give that overall Target.
Are there any further plans, or are there still things left to do even though you're officially open now?
Nothing crazy. The exterior of the building will be painted. We still have some new signage coming, and then we do have drive up that will be coming at the end of August, so guests can place an order online and come just literally drive up, and we will bring your order out to you, and you can be on your way.
That certainly is the thing these days. You need to have that brick and mortar type presence, but that sort of drive through convenience is becoming probably more of a deal than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's really nice. I think it's nice for everybody, whether you need a couple things or you're a busy mom or whatever that is. It's offers a really nice alternative experience.
Anything else in the offing, or you just sit back and take a deep breath for a while?
Now we take a deep breath, get through our crazy back to school season, and believe it or not, start preparing for the holidays.
How convenient. You got this ready in time for back to school.
Absolutely.